Okay, well, this is the second time this issue has been brought before Marquette and Alger County residents. And what school districts are asking of the community is to consider restoring an existing millage that benefits area special needs kids. Over the years, from when that was originally introduced into the community at a 2 mil level, there's been a rollback of that because of the Headley Amendment, the effects that basically have taken away a percentage of the value. And so we're asking through Marisa, all the school districts through Marisa, for the community to restore that millage, that special education student-centered millage, to a full 2.0 mils. And yeah, it is kind of complex because it's expressed as a tax increase, though what we're asking is simply to go back to 2 mils. That's the original amount that was established by voters years ago. And of course, school districts really could use effectively more operating funds, and that's what this provides.
You're trying to get it back to 2.0. What did it get knocked down to? Where is it standing?
1.75 as it currently stands. And so we want to build in a little insulation, and that's why the question is, can it be restored? Can the voters approve a half of a mil, so that we can, over time, if Headley continues to erode the amount that we can levy, that we can always come back up to 2.0. So I need to stress that it can't be more than 2.0. That's all that can be levied. That's all legally allowed. But we'd like to not have to come back to the community on a regular basis to ask to restore. So we're asking for a half of a mil to give us some room should Headley continue to affect what we can levy.
I think one of the questions that comes up has to do with the involvement of Marisa, the agency, and the districts that are involved here. How is that working together?
Okay, well, Marisa is kind of a parent organization of school districts, and they have some of their own student programs, but largely they provide support and services to the various districts within Marquette and Alger County. So in this particular case, they are the collector of this levy, but they don't use the levy. It's all passed on to the local district. So in Marquette's case, our annualized gain from this would be an additional $193,000 that would be applied towards general fund activities. So each of the districts, whether it's Autrain, Burt, Gwynn, Ishpeming, Marquette, or whatever, down through Superior Central and Wells, are the ones that will benefit. It's our students, our general funds, our special ed programs, and regular ed programs that would be able to be sustained if this vote happens to be a positive one on November 2nd.
So if it is passed, what does it mean for the average person in the county here in the district, that taxpayers that have property?
It really differs. First of all, it's a millage that affects all property. So it's homestead and non-homestead. And so it's across the board. And some of our information that's available on each of the district's websites demonstrates that it depends on the value of your property, okay? Mm-hmm. As an example, if you have a $200,000 home, if it's valued at that, right now you're paying approximately $175 a year for that millage, okay, that was enacted years ago. This, if this was passed, would allow a levy of an additional $25. So to a homeowner or a property owner with a property value of $200,000, it would be an additional $25 for 1 year.
So people can kind of do the general mathematics in their head. So if their home is valued at 90, for example, it would be less on the mill.
That's right. Yeah, it would be close to about an additional $12.50 a year.
Obviously, there's a bit more to it that you can find out more. And to find that out, what is the best way? You mentioned that website for every district.
Yeah, we have some common information that was put together to best inform the community so that they can make their own personal decision next Tuesday. And that common information is on district websites. In terms of Marquette, it'd be mapsnet.org, and you can take a look in our quick links and see that there's a section there you can click onto, and then you can take a look at charts, and there's some frequently asked questions and things like that that will help voters look it over. Of course, we're not saying vote yes or no. We're just encouraging people to be aware of what this referendum is about, and to make some personal choices. It's money that flows right to the kids. It's something that is badly needed in public schools, and we're encouraging people to look it over for next Tuesday.